short as possible. So we're now on level 2 in terms of US travel advisory. Were we not, Mika, on level 2 last year as well?
Well, the important thing, you know, to say, my brother, is that, you know, this is an on and off and ongoing, you know, issue. So it's not only, for instance, the US that would have measures on SA, you know, right across the board. All countries, you know, take measures, you know, to protect their citizens from what they think would be, you know, a certain level of threat or a certain level of exposure to danger. You will recall that when our president visited the White House, our president did confirm that, look, we do have challenges of crime, you know, and that sort of thing. I doubt it will stop people coming to South Africa. They still continue to tour South Africa because it's a wonderful and beautiful place. It's true, it is beautiful.
Yes.
But, you know, be that as it may, countries do take, you know, from time to time, you know, such measures. And, you know, worse, we're not even exactly the U.S., you know, the, what is it, most favored destination, well, at least to the Trump administration, that is. So it does not come as a surprise at all that, you know, there's this, you know, kind of, you know, what is it, a travel, you know, advisor. People still do come nonetheless. I don't think it's a matter to panic about, but it's certainly a matter to, you know, should be a matter of concern to South Africans to make sure that our country, we treat one another, you know, in the best possible way, especially as our visitors as well. So that we avoid, we can,
So, Mika, the advisory urges U.S. citizens to exercise increased caution when visiting South Africa as a result of crime. And we know as South Africans, it is an issue that we are grappling with. But it also adds terrorism, civil unrest, and possible kidnappings. But I think what you've echoed is pretty much in line with what Dr. Pungula said, international relations expert, saying that could this be an attempt where the U.S., under the Trump administration, wants to continue to vilify South Africa as maybe part of a bigger issue. But our minister, Patricia de Lille, saying we have to respect how countries advise their citizens as to where to travel. But South Africa still remains a favorite tourist destination globally.
No, that is true. That is true. I think people are going to continue to travel to our country. It's a beautiful country. And, you know, our reputation speaks for itself. And, you know, most people that travel to South Africa in any event, you know, end up having, you know, an enjoyable experience, you know, of their culture, the sights, the sounds, you know, the cuisine, the, you know, and so on. We are, in, you know, a very, very good, you know, travel tourism destination. Now, the reality is every single country in the world has an issue with crime. That is a fact. You know, it doesn't matter where you go, whether you go to developed economies, you go to global south economies, every single country in the world has got, you know, no-go areas. For instance, I did my MA, you know, at the University of Sussex in England. And in fact, on day one, when I landed, you know, in Brighton, I caught a cab, and the cab driver told me of pointed to places that I should never find myself in. And the other week, you know, we traveled to Germany, you know, for an important conference. By the way, very successful one, the Global Solutions Summit. And, you know, there were colleagues there, Germans colleagues, you know, that explained to me that there are also, you know, areas in Berlin that you don't want to find yourself in because of various levels, you know, of challenges, crime and so on. You know, happening there. That is the fact of every, you know, society in the world. We do have, you know, that kind of challenge. And even for South Africa, for instance, South Africa would, you know, be also one of those countries that also do, you know, travel advisories for its own citizens when they travel elsewhere. So it's a normal thing. I don't think that we should, you know, be panicked about it, but, you know, we certainly have to work very hard nonetheless to improve conditions even for our own citizens, you know, domestically here.
Indeed. I think, Mika, we know that you have some important issues to take care of. Hopefully the baby recovers, but thanks for taking time out to chat to us for a couple of minutes on PM Drive. Much appreciated.
Much appreciated, my brother.